Hello, everybody. This week's parsha is Parsha's Balak. And the parsha begins with the pasuk "Vayar Balak ben Tzipor es kol asher asa Yisrael le'amari." Balak sees everything the Jewish people have done to the Amari. They've crushed Sichon and Og, the two greatest powers in the region. And he's afraid. He tries to find a solution. Now, what's interesting is only in pasuk, the end of pasuk Dalad, does the Torah tell us Balak ben Tzipor. Melech leMoav beEsahi Balak is the king of Moav, and the Ramban, the Rebbeinu B'chaya, they all ask, why didn't the first pasuk say Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, Balak, the son of Tzipor, Melech Moav, the king of Moav, he saw everything that happened. Why does it wait to tell us that he is the king of Moav until after he begins this idea of sending messengers to Bilam? So the Alter and Kelim explains, says an interesting thing. He says the Torah is telling us the sequence of events. The reason Balak became king, the reason he was chosen, was because of his special ability to see things. His vision, Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, that's why he ultimately became Melech Lamayev. Now, the question, asks the Alter from Kelim, is that being said, it seems to be pretty obvious. You see the Jewish people come out of the desert, and they destroy these two powerful kings. It's a pretty good reason to be afraid. It doesn't take a genius to see that. What's so special about the Re'iyah, this vision of Balak, that made him king worthy? So, truth is, says Alter and Kelim, there's two basic ways to see things. An animal and a very shallow human being see the result of things. They see things on a face value. They come into a forest. They see a tree fall down. Okay, they see a tree fall down. They look at the other side, they see a tree standing in the ground, they see a tree standing in the ground. That's what an animal sees. It sees the results, it sees the effect. A wise person, a human being, begins to question why. What was the cause? What's known as the Siba versus the Mesoiviv. The Mesoiviv is what happens. The Siba is the reason it happened. That is the Koyach, that's the power of a wise person. A very smart person, scientist, can go all the way back to the root of cause of something, and therefore he can replicate it because he truly understands how things happen from their beginning to the end. Balak ben Tzipor didn't just see. Everyone saw Klal Yisrael destroy the Amori. Everyone was blown away. Balak saw, and he started asking, wait, who are these people? Who's their leader? What's his power? Oh, their leader is Moshe Rabbeinu. His power is his pet. That means that we can't fight them in a regular way. We have to fight them in a way that kind of combats their supernatural powers. Who do we have as like that? Bilam. Once Balak came up with his brainstorm of trying to see things and getting down to the root, then Moav saw he was a wise person, and they made him the king of Moav. And the Torah is teaching us a fundamental lesson. That a chacham, a true wise person, doesn't see things the same. Everyone sees stuff. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor, he had a whole different way of looking at life. He looked at things and he tried to understand their cause, because that's the only way you can truly make a difference. The parasha continues. Balak's messengers come to Bilam. They ask him to come curse the Jewish people. He says, let me ask Hashem. Hashem tells him, don't go. They send a new group of messengers. He asks Hashem again. Hashem says, you can go. Then he goes, and the donkey begins to stop, crushes foot against the wall, back and forth, and eventually the angel appears to him and says, why'd you go? So the Vilna Gaon asks the obvious question, what's Hashem saying? Is Hashem playing with him? Yeah, go, don't go, why'd you go? So the Vilna Gaon says, interesting thing, you have to look at the psukim carefully. There's a fundamental difference in the wording. There's two words in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, which in English are translated the same, but they're fundamentally different. There's the word ace, and there's the word im. Ace means together with, and im means together with. But there's a difference. Im is when both parties are equal. They're both the same. They're im. They're one and the same. They're both on the same level. Ace means there's one thing or one person going somewhere, and this person goes itai, that means he's going with him as he's kind of tagging along. He's not the primary person going here. So if you look at the psukim, the first time Bilam asks Hashem, Hashem says, don't go with them, meaning don't go and curse the Jewish people like they want. Bilam asks again. Hashem says, if you want, you can go itam. You can go with them. Meaning, you can go along, but you can't go for the same reason and the same hatred that they have. You have to go for a different reason. You can just tag along with them. But Bilam ultimately went for the same reason they did. He wanted to curse the Jewish people. So then Hashem sends the Malach to stop him. But once the Malach has a conversation with Bilam, and Bilam says he still wants to go, then Hashem says, go with them. Imam. You can go with them because the concept that once a person kind of pushes hard, Hashem even lets him do something that's bad for him, because the concept that Hashem says, look, in the path that a person chooses to go, we let him go.